says Brandy Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R. She's complaining headache, earache, dizziness. She can't even lay down still. Dizziness, histofatty liver, increased weight, pedal edema, status post radiation of radiation treatment of thyroid. Also, our patient is a 50-year-old woman, lives at home with her husband. Her husband has multiple myeloma due to Agent Orange in Vietnam. She comes in today for multiple medical issues and problems. She also is concerned about leg swelling and right shoulder pain, period. Review of system as above: allergies, allergy sulfa, medication Synthroid, Mycardis, vitamin D, vitamin C, omega-3, Flonase, and Allegra. Surgery, thyroid surgery because of radioactive thyroid disease. No, thyroid radiation because of Graves' disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, increased weight, surgery, complete hysterectomy, eye surgery, social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband, who has multiple myeloma, last period, years ago, since her when she had her hysterectomy, family history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, obesity, COPD, all related to environmental issues. COVID immunization is up to date. She weighs 196 pounds, up 6 pounds from a year ago. 98%, 98, 16, 83, 140 over 94. Blood pressure is a bit elevated. That happens usually because of sinuses and the dizziness. Normally, her blood pressure is 120 over 80. Heart, positive symptoms of the lungs are clear. Abdomen, there is some nausea present. She has some tenderness over the mid-epigastric area and some gas present. She thinks that related to her sinus issues. Lower extremity trace edema to 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, TMs are read bilaterally with left worse than right. Number one, histochronic sinusitis, superimposed on acute sinusitis, especially on the left side. Number one. Number two, patient has otitis media. Number two, right, left, yeah, it's all on the right side, sorry. Otitis media on the right side, serous effusion right side. Patient has had chronic sinus infection on the left side and has seen an ENT doctor in the past. Severe vertigo, she can't lay down for the ultrasound. The bed has to be up about 40 degrees. Because of this, we looked at her carotid. The carotids are within normal limits. Next is palpitation. We looked at her heart. Next is pedal edema. Warranted evaluation for DVT. None was found. Next is minimal PVD noted. Next is increased weight. Next is fatty liver. Minimal. Next is nausea. Caused us to look at her abdomen and to make sure her gallbladder was okay, which was okay. Next is status post hysterectomy. Next is severe vertigo once again. Next, we'll do that to her sinuses. Next number, we'll treat her for Rocephin Decadron injection, then augmented and medral dose pack. Next number, reevaluate her condition in 2 weeks. Next number, she will call us if the dizziness gets worse for a fat CT of the head. Next number, she has had blood work. Has had blood work on a regular basis, including her TSH, which we're now going to recheck. Next number is her echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number, diet and exercise discussed with patient at length. Thank you.